Thank you, thank you. No wonder the chaplain says that you are the best. I've seen many choirs both in and outside Nigeria, and you are doing great. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Please, let's media screen, please, screen for us. The scripture for today. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Media. Please, may we stand up as we take the word of God together. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. And 9, verse 9, the last verse, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you again this blessed morning that's given to us. This glorious day, Lord. This beautiful day, Lord, we give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your word that we want to look into, Lord. Interpret your word. And Lord, speak to our hearts. Meet us at our point of need. Do those things that only you can do. Let it be regeneration. Let it be transformation. Lord, let it be renewal. And cause us to know that, Lord, we are dead to sin. Have your way, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated in God's presence. I'm so delighted and so grateful to God today. As the Abraham was leading the prayers, was leading, I just reflect and say, God, you are so good. Many of us don't appreciate God enough. We don't. If we do, nobody will tell to praise God. Some years ago, my wife and I were traveling because we moved together. As we were coming just at Amukpe, one police inspector just pointed a gun at my head. If I shoot now, what he will do? I did not say anything. I did not. He just pointed his pistol at my head. I said, if I shoot you now, what will happen? So many people have not died like that in Nigeria. Nobody knows what has happened. God has been so grateful to us. We should be so grateful to God for what he has been doing. Let us be grateful. We travel every day, many of us. Look at our chaplain. Travel all the way to Ogbomosho, to Ibadan, and back this way, with all the hazards on the roads. These days, you don't know who is on the roads. Yesterday, we saw our brother Alex. If not for God, 5 minutes after we saw you, you will have heard that Pastor Sakwe killed somebody. 5 minutes, somebody just rode Okada from another bypass and crossed the highway, and we're coming from Wari. And I'm saying, we just say, Lord, we will have finished the man and the two people on the bike. By your blood, you crush principalities. Jesus, Jesus. By your blood, you establish authority. Jesus, Jesus the right God. Jesus, 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 you are forever. Oh, because he reigns over all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we'll be looking at the topic, evidence of the new life. Evidence of the new life. We just read from the scriptures in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. And the summary of it is that if we are Christians, then we should be dead to sin. And in fact, if you go on at it to verse 14, it says, sin shall no more have dominion over you. If we are Christians, there's no way we can be living in sin and enjoy that state. Or you are just managing. Like a brother who went some time ago to the U.S. and came and said, hey, brother, we just thank God. I'm still a Christian after I go to the U.S. And so what? Don't we have millions of Christians in the U.S. that you went to the U.S. and they are coming back to tell us that you thank God that you are still a Christian? What around nonsense? Brethren, we should be dead to sin. That is the number one evidence. No, you want some people to stand by a girl and say, my body is no one kind. It means you are not dead to sin. I want us, some years ago, I don't know whether they still advertise it. Omo, they say Omo watches brightest and it shows. If you're a Christian, it will show that you're a Christian. I don't need to begin to advertise myself. Those days when we were younger Christians, we used to have brooches, some things that we put on our chest. Jesus died for us, Jesus saves. So that people know that I'm a Christian. But this time around, we don't even need to, because people need to see the life in you. That you have been transformed. You have been regenerated by so many things. The evidence are so overwhelming. Not pretending to be a Christian when you are not. Before I come, let me just share with you a story, a life story. During my secondary school days, we had a schoolmate. They used to call him Boy O Boy. And he had the school uniform, he had everything, but this young man or this boy was not registered in the school. But he will move with every other person. Once the principal has come in, there's a way he will just move and dodge out of the place. On Saturdays, every Saturday, we have an inspection. He will fold his bed and remove, there's no sign that he's there, he will disappear. After he will come back again. But every time, once we are going, he pretends. That is how some people are living as Christians today. They pretend that they are Christians, but they are not. Because the evidence will be there whether you are one or you are not. Please, let's scream for us. Media, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 to 18 to 20. Media 16, good. You will know them by how? You will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Go on. Even so, every good tree bears good fruits, but a bad tree bears bad fruits. A good tree cannot bear bad fruits, nor can a bad tree bear good fruits. 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And 20. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Brethren, as we look at the word of God today, I'm not going to talk much. I want the word of God to talk to you. Look inwards and tell yourself, am I living the Christian life? Is there evidence that I've met with him? If you read the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says, please just media, please speak for us. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. It is very important that we know this. Acts 4 12. Good. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given above men by which we must be saved. Please go on. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained, they marveled and they realized that they have been with Jesus. That is evidence. They saw the boldness with which they were able to speak the word of God. No compromise. Not looking at people's faces. Not double standards. Not speaking double tongues. They saw the boldness and said, indeed these people have been with Jesus. Can the Lord say that of you, that you have been with him? Because that is the primary evidence. If you cannot talk about Jesus openly, publicly, it means you are ashamed of him. And he says, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will also be ashamed of you. If you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my God. Brethren, what is your fruit like? Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. They walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who, being past feeling, having given themselves over to lewdness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. That's not what you have learned of Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. That's what we're saying. If we are Christians, and we put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away, look at this, you have to put away. If you are a Christian, putting away lying. Some Christians tell lies with comfort. No qualms about it. But if you are a Christian, there's no way you'll be lying. For some people, it's their second nature. So let each of you speak truth to with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath. For some of us say, in fact, they go see me, I will show them my true nature. Which is your true nature? If this is your true nature, has gone, not gone. If not, surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now give place to the devil. Go on. Let him who stole steal no longer. Some Christians still steal. So many methods of stealing. So many methods. You can steal with the pen. You can steal. Some Christians organize crusade, and then the people collecting money, how much we tell them we collect. Christians who offering, say how much we declare, how much we tell them. But the Bible says, let him who sows steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. 29, let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth. For some Christians, the language that comes out of that is worse than gutter language. Worse. At times, even Christians, even ministers. I recall some time ago, one clergy, which is, I say, I go pull this my castle, and I go fight, I go show you, say, I still be a man. Hey. Say, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary for edification, that he may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Go on. Let no bitterness, wrath. So if we still live a life of bitterness, of wrath, of anger, of clamor, evil speaking, it means the evidence of the new life is not there. It means we are still living the whole life. Malice. There are some people, just people, I don't hear your reason, because he's angry with you. 32. And be kind one to another. So Christians are not kind, yet God wants us to be kind. Kindness is an evidence that of the new life. Be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Brethren, please just go to chapter 5. Let's take a few more verses there. Good. Therefore, be imitators of God as your children. What are the evidences that you have in your life that you are an imitator of God, not imitator of man? You are not a man pleaser. You are not here to please the pastor. You are not here to please the chaplain. You are not here to please anybody, but to please God. And your goal will always be to obey God rather than men. For some people, they worship men. And walk in love as Christ also walked in love. And gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication. But fornication. Some people cannot do without fornication. And they are in the church. And say they are Christians. And they say they are men in the Lord. Fornication has many types. Because even when you think of it in your heart, you have already committed fornication. That's what Matthew chapter 5 says. When you think of it in your heart, you look at it, hey, the girl fine, oh, hey, look at the yellow. You already committed fornication in your heart. So, but fornication and all uncleanness, not some, all covetousness. Some people are so greedy. In fact, say, let it not be named among you as is fitting for sense. Let it not be named among us. Verse 5. Okay, sorry. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor cursed jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. 5. For this you know, that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. And 7. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I remember the day I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I can never forget it. It's not possible. At Worry, Swamp Road, for those who know Worry, just a few minutes away from Robert Road, in one of those government quarters. And those two sisters just came to minister the words to me. They came with my sister as one of them. Because I see, what are you just wasting their time? But I remember that day as they finished speaking the word, before I knew it, I was on my knees. A whole proud me. I was on my knees and I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things I did, there was a stick of cigarette in my pocket. I went and threw it away. And from that day, in 1974 till today, the smell of cigarette almost made me vomit. Brethren, if you have met with the Lord, the evidence will show. In fact, some of my friends came, say, in my wife, what were they here? Say, they talk about Jesus now. I say, yes, like Jesus had a talk now. Say, hey, so you know to follow us, bro? I say, no, it's not possible. Those days we drink and just, it's like that's just the way of life. Take about 6 bottles of beer, then you go to your toilet, put your hand on your mouth, and you go and take more. What a life! Great things he has done. Great things he provided. The great things he provided. The great things he provided. Many times I was head of the department, many things, and some girls would call me, bro, are you not tired? Would you go out and all that? Girls want me to go out, take me out now. I said, it's not possible. This man is really tired. Please just only walk. No, because there's a great thing that's taking place in my life. I will not go back to my vomit. It's not possible. Only the dog can go back to his vomit. Those things are behind me. And I look up to the Lord for a great change in my life. And I want to, brethren, let us impact our generation.
Let us impact our generation. Look at the way boys and girls are living. Yesterday, I was telling some girls, what they were wearing, I said, maybe they're talking from a brothel. Almost naked, two girls on the bike, and they are just okay.
Why sell your body? Why sell every dollar given to you? The most precious part of your body, you expose and give to the world. Let's look at the word of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Please just signal me if my time is up. If you then, please, I like the old King James version, please, sorry. Give us the old King James version. Not the new. The old King James version, media. If you then be risen with Christ, you see, it's conditional. If you say you are a Christian, seek those things that are above, where Christ is on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. When we begin to set our affection on things above, it's an evidence of the new life. That this is don't mean too much to you. Even at our own level, there are sometimes we look at our bank account, maybe only 5,000 naira left, and we're not above that. But for some, there was a day we took our second girl to school. We just took her to the bank and we showed her what was left. What are 200 naira? I don't know how much was left. And she was alarmed. We said, don't worry, God will provide. But so for some, I can't imagine. The other day we just read, and I don't know if you saw it, that a former minister in Nigeria, a female lady, ladies are even more discreet than even men. This woman acquired $153 million in her account and had 80 buildings. For one person, it's unimaginable. Even having 20s, what are you doing with it? It only reminds me of one man who said, I'm money, they talk for years. He had about, I don't know how many television sets he had in his house. He will look at one this way, after that he will look at the other one. In his house, vanity of vanities. Brethren, if indeed you are risen with Christ, see those that are above. Things that have eternal value, things that of greater value and worth, things that will last. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. 1 John. Love not the world. If brethren, if you are a Christian, one of the evidence that you do not love the world. Not the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the Lord of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. That's number one. For some, the lust of the flesh. Carnality. And the lust of the eyes, lucre, and the pride of life, want to be puffed up. They are not of the Father, but of the world. 17. And the world passeth away. This is they will go. They are transients. They are going. And the lust thereof, all those lusts. But he that doeth the will of God, will do what? Will abide forever. Brethren, this should be our goal. This should be our goal. So I'm challenging us. Particularly those who are living double life. You are a Christian on Sunday, you are non-believer on Monday to Saturday, and this is your comeback. I recall those days when I was, in fact, I told you that before I became a Christian, I was a Roman Catholic. Every Friday we go for confession and all that. In fact, I know so much about those are people because I even taught in the seminary, that to show the level I went to. Some of my former students are very fathers. I went very, very far in that side. But I never knew the Lord. Until the Lord saved me. Brethren, the time of double life and double living should be over. We should put it behind us. And live for God and be true Christians. Let people see the evidence that we are genuinely born again, that we are Christians. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. We'll soon be running up. Good. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. If you say you are the Lord and the Lord does not know you, you are on your own. and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from what? From iniquity. If you say a Christian, turn away from sin. Turn away from iniquity. Anything that is not right, is not right. Let people know you that you are a man of integrity. Let them know that you are a woman of integrity. That you stand by what you say. That your yes is your yes and your no is your no. That no matter the allurements, you will not bow to sin and evil. I told you before, there was some years back, I just went to a town, we were living in the port, I said, went to pick something. I did not lock my car. Before I came back, a girl was sitting on the passenger side. I came and said, who is it?
You don't know me.
Sir, get out of my car. You can imagine. And that's how some are just living their lives. And there's some men say, not my fault. Temptation. Yield not to temptation. That's what the Bible says. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please, media, please, just show for us that first hymn. I want us to take something as we begin to plan to get ready to pray. That first hymn we took. Hymn 607, 608. I want us to take some standard from there as we get ready to pray. Yes. He says, take time to be holy. Brethren, take time to be holy. Speak often with the Lord. That's the evidence that you have a new life. Abide in him. How often? Always. And feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. God's children should be your friends, not unbelievers. A number of Christians, their best friends are unbelievers. And all they talk about is rotten things. Help those who are weak. That's part of the evidence. And forgetting in nothing. Let's take the second stanza quickly as we get ready to pray. It says, take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend more time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus like him, thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Go on. Take time to be holy. Let it be thy guides. Let the Lord be your guide. The Lord should remain our guide and our guard. We've got to make our boast only in his name all day long. And run not before him. Don't go ahead of God. We should go. Let him guide us. In joy and in sorrow, we still follow the Lord. And Paul was saying in Philippians 1, he said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So it doesn't matter whether the going is rough or not, I hold on to you. And looking to Jesus, see trust is what I'm finally. Yes. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Let's not be so restless like the posterity. Eat thought and eat temper beneath his control. Even when people provoke. At times some days, I will have not less than 10 provocations. But we have to hold our peace. Otherwise, you will fight 10 times. And you will just one error. And they say, it's a Christian, it's a pastor. They will not know how many times you have been trying to restrain yourself. So try and keep your temper under control. And finally, that's the last verse. Good. Brethren, let us pray. I want us to pray this morning. As we bow down our head before our God, examine your life. Are there evidences or evidence in your life to show that you are a Christian or you are just a churchgoer managing? The Bible says that if you fulfill the law in just 99 and you fail in one, you are guilty of all. God wants 100%, not 99%. And you cannot do it on your own. Therefore, let us ask the Lord that this morning, Lord, help us, my Father, to exhibit the attributes of a true Christian. And if you have not met the Lord before now, today is your opportunity to do so. To give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I did mine nice and before. And since then, I have had no regrets. I enjoy the life of in God. I wonder what other type of life I could have lived. And I would have died many, many years ago if I had not met the Lord. Brethren, today is your time. This day is your opportunity to make amends. And the Lord, who is gracious and merciful, plant us in mercy. is yet able to give you a new life and give you the grace to prod on and to walk along this new path. If you are ready to make that decision this morning, that Lord, I want to turn over my life to you. Can you signify as you lift up your hands? We'll pray with you. Chaplain will pray with you. Anyone, that today is your day. Like I told you, I knew my day, September 1974. I will never forget that day. Oh, that day. Chaplain, Russian.
Let's take this song together. Just as I am, without one plea, oh God, I know
one ship for me, and that he
our Father and our God, once you have spoken, twice we have heard. Power, glory, honor, and praise belong to you. We appreciate you, our Father, for this great chastisement we have received from your throne. Your desire is to see us lead the life that reflects the newness you brought to us by your fragrant death on the cross of Calvary. You died once and for all, never to die again. And you died to buy a ransom. In order for us to live in that newness that you have come to be, having received this from you this morning, we pray that every aspect of our life that needs to die and come alive into the newness that you brought to us by reason of our amen, bring it to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, not to pass through the church and go to hell. Help us, O God, to modify our ways to suit your own. Help us to lead lives in which you will see us and you will call us your worthy children. Grant us grace to run this race and end at your feet. Let not the devil accuse us on the day of judgment and say, Shebi, you have come to hellfire too, in spite of your churchianism. Grant us, O God, the grace that this word that we have today will not stand against us on the day of judgment, but that it will work for our salvation, that we rise unto the newness that you have brought unto us. Your Son, whom you have used to expound your word, we ask, O God, for greater blessing and greater infilling for him in the name of Jesus Christ. He will continually be relevant in your kingdom work in the name of Jesus Christ. Replenish in time and over again, O God. And those who are taking decisions for you today, resulting from this message you've had, grant them grace to abide by these decisions in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father, because indeed you have spoken to us. And this word, O God, will help us to lead the life that will glorify you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Just before we close, I have a number of things to draw attention to, and then we'll close. First, on that same day, precisely on Friday, that I did that my external exam, the news of my confinement came, and that same day I also got the news that one of us who was fellowshipping with us here before she left for Asaba, became the DVC administration of Delta State University. Talking about Professor Uku, am I right? Yeah. So we want to say congratulations to us. Because I was wondering, after the successful completion of the tenure of the former VC, who has rotated out, they appointed VC not from our Savior's Chapel. They appointed DVCs, no one from our Savior's Chapel. I was asking God, what do we come do now? What can be our own inside? And the Lord has answered our prayer. We are looking for welcoming that our sister back here. And the Lord will make it happen in the name of Jesus. And so we congratulate ourselves and we also congratulate her. And we trust God who has arranged it in his own special way and make it possible for her to become. That that same God will grant her the grace to succeed in that office in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we were told by the student body and the student executive and the youth, student youth executive that they are putting together a welcome party for our newly admitted 100 level students. That party is coming up on Sunday. Are you no green announcer? And are you the manager that department? But take that. All right, so on Sunday, I think it's 3 p.m. All the new students, we are looking forward to receiving you here. Rice and stew, very plenty. And we also garnish the rice and stew with the word of God and prayers for you. So please help us spread this news to all our new students that next Sunday, by 3 o'clock, we shall be welcoming them formally to our Savior's Chapel. And I'm going to personally take the record. Anyone when he comes up our rise cannot run it. We must worship with us until he graduates. So we are looking forward to receiving you. That was on the lighter note. And we trust God that your fellowship with us, you will enjoy. And the Lord will grant you grace for success as you go through Delta State University Abraha in Jesus' name. So we are looking forward by the grace of God. And also to be added is the fact that today the entire prayer focus is on Nigeria. And we shall continue in that state for some weeks to come. Because what is going on in our nation calls for great concern. It calls for prayer. Khan has declared that we have a week-long prayer, days of prayer. The only weapon we have to fight this battle is prayers. So we continue to forget about our own needs and desires. We will pursue the cause of our nation, Nigeria, because if it is good for Nigeria, it will be good for us. I will not be so. So please, we shall be directing all our prayers on Nigeria. And then to add, you may have seen on the screen there is a civil war going on. Do I call it a civil war now? Serious war going on in this nation of Israel. A lot of bombardments, a lot of deaths have been reported on a daily basis. I watched CNN on Friday, the number of missiles that have been launched into South Jerusalem. We have not to be remembered that that has to put off because of this problem that ravaging in Israel. So as a church, we need to pray for Israel. We shall do that before we close. Bible tells us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because in the peace of Jerusalem, we shall have our own peace. That is the citadel of Christianity. The aim, the focus of this war is to ensure that they make Israel an Islamic state. There should be no Christianity in Israel. That is the target, that is the focus.
Now, coverage of the Israel-Palestine conflict continues. 5 days of cross-border violence shows no signs of abating, but conflicts crossing over the residents of Gaza. Air raids and shelling have damaged
homes. As a result of the swapping of Children Day for the last Sunday. And so the message we ought to take the last Sunday will bring it back to next Sunday, and that is the reward of generous giving. So Papa, take note, sir. That's our focus, the reward of generous giving. We are going to look at that by next Sunday by the grace of God. Shall we rise in our closing? We take our family song. Oh, sorry, our closing hymn, please. Close me in.
This is an S607, first and last standard.
Is this Saturday? It's not next week. Is this Saturday? For those who will be going with us, you need